Olympic Diary, Day 6. So here we are, 6 days in of the Olympic adventure, and I think it's time to start to take stock. I've covered a few kind of major events, World Cups, Commonwealth Games. I was out in Beijing for the Olympics over there as well, and there's always a kind of pattern to covering kind of major sporting events. Now, the first thing is, when I start doing this, I don't want anyone to think, oh, God, he's having the time of his life. Why on earth is he complaining about anything? I am having the time of my life. It's brilliant. But I wanted to kind of get over what the reality of covering events like this is. So every now and then, you have to allow me, if I have not so much a whinge, but a kind of explanation of what life is really like. When you're covering a kind of big event like this, you always hit this kind of period 5, 6, 7 days in. The initial euphoria of being here and kind of wild-eyed excitement is starting to wear off a bit. And normally, because the event started, the kind of reality is starting to kick in. And what does reality mean? Well, firstly, it means a lot of work. This weekend's been absolutely manic. If you take into account kind of live blogs and live internet stuff and things like that, I reckon I've done about 22 stories this weekend, which is a fair bit of work to rattle through. So my head's kind of all over the shop with different people I've spoken to, different events that I've seen, different things I have to write about, previews that I have to do for later in the week, etc., etc. So trying to keep tabs on all of that is a bit of a challenge. Lack of sleep is certainly starting to kick in. Admittedly, a fair bit of that is my own fault, because the lure of Wimbledon's pubs proved way too strong on the night of the opening ceremony and kind of immediately afterwards. I went and watched most of it in the middle of London and then headed back to Wimbledon and stayed out until stupid o'clock. Got up at 6 o'clock the next morning. I think I had about 3 hours sleep. So that is certainly starting to kick in. Hunger, that's also kicking in. My mum will not be very impressed if she's listening to this, but if you're out covering an event, then A, you eat kind of when you can on the hoof, and B, you invariably eat absolute rubbish. 6 days in, and I seem to be living off toffee muffins, bananas, once in a blue moon a sandwich, and a lot of these free cereal bars that people keep giving out at tube stations, and which I hoard in my pockets and bags and then scram into my mouth before the end of the day. So that is the standard diet for the day, generally washed down by a couple of pints of London Pride at about 10, 11 o'clock at night. So healthy eating, it certainly is not. So that's starting to kick in a bit. One of the hardest things on a practical level down here is the bloody weather, because you never know what you should wear. Today I was out at the rowing and it was absolutely red hot one moment, and then literally 5 minutes later it was pouring down and it was freezing.